We're following news today from Kenya, where rival politicians have reached an agreement aimed at ending that country's political crisis. Kenya was thrown into turmoil after a disputed election late last year sparked widespread violence and left more than 1,000 people dead. Today's power-sharing agreement was welcomed by Jakaya Kikwete. He's president of Tanzania and the new chairman of the African Union.
I know some of you may have wished to get more, but what you got is the best under the circumstances. Keep it for the sake of the broad masses of Kenya. They deserve a break. They deserve to be treated better.
NPR's Ophebia Quist-Arkin has been following this story, and she joins us now to talk about it. And Ophebia, tell us about the terms of this agreement.
Well, that's the big question, Renee. The devil is in the detail. What the opposition wanted, Raila Odinga, was an executive prime minister's post. But the sticking point was that the government and President Mwai Kibaki wanted a more ceremonial prime minister's post for him. So power sharing, but each side has had its own different views of how power should be shared. And that's why it's taken a month to reach this far.
Well, having gotten to this agreement to share power, how are they in fact going to do that?
We'll have to see. The fact is that they have signed something. Kofi Annan, when he stood between the two men, Raila Odinga, the opposition leader, and President Mwai Kibaki, was smiling. They were all smiling. But we've had lots of smiles over the past month, and I've been covering these talks for about a month. The thing is, how are they going to share power? What Kenyans want to see is peace. So what they hope is that these two men and their track records are going to be what will be proof of leadership and proof of commitment is how they will agree. 4 or 5 years ago, when we had the previous election in Kenya, these two men, Raila Odinga and President Mwai Kibaki, shared power. Raila Odinga said Kibaki had promised him the prime minister's post, but that never happened. And that's what's led to this current crisis after what was alleged to have been a rigged election vote at the end of December. So we'll have to see. The fact is, though, they have signed something, and that may be hope to Kenyans, but they want to see a lot more.
Kofi Annan worked for more than a month to broker this deal, and there were moments when it looked like nothing was going to happen, and now it appears there is a breakthrough. Tell us about his role and his standing in Kenya.
Well, he has been, Kenyans are calling him our savior. They said that Kofi Annan, the fact that he had agreed to be a chief mediator between the opposition and the government after killings, after violence, after unprecedented violence in Kenya, the fact that he had agreed to try to bring the two sides together, to try and find reconciliation, to try and find peace, there was some hope. But the thing is there true commitment from the politicians? Kenyans feel very let down by the leadership. And what they're going to want to see now is the two men sitting together, working together, reconciling and bringing the country back together so that Kenya remains this huge economic regional powerhouse in East Africa and a stable nation. That reputation has gone.
Ophebia, thanks very much.
Always a pleasure.
NPR's Ophebia Quist-Arkin on news that rival politicians in Kenya have signed a power-sharing agreement aimed at ending their country's political crisis.